Thursday night, or Lehei Menachemov, Tvar Halacha. Okay, the 9 days, so our minog, meaning minog Ashkenaz, certainly, is that all the 9 days, until Asara B'av Chatzos, it's also Lirchot Kol Gufo, even B'tzon. Kol Gufo means your whole body, except for Ponov Yodov Raglov, which is Mutter B'tzonein, with cold water. The post can allow you to make it a little warm to take out the edge of the chill, but not enough to make it comfortable, which is the idea of B'chamin being Osir, that there's a comfort level there that's Osir. So B'tzonein, it's Mutter Ponov Yodov V'raglov, not Kol Gufo, not even Aver Aver. That's Osir, that's called Kol Gufo. What's mutter is ponov yodov viraglov bitzonein, and kol gufo is also even bitzonein. Now, if it's dirty, papoil, dirt. So obviously it's mutter to wash away dirt even on Tisha B'Av, if you have actual dirt that you want to get rid of. So zeya, if it's mafriya ma'od, the poskim say, if it's the equivalent of dirt, then you're allowed to wash that away too, no matter where it is on the body. Now, obviously, nowadays we're always uncomfortable. Probably the reason Chazal Asud washing is that you should feel uncomfortable. So feeling uncomfortable would be a heter. It would be pretty strange, because that's probably the Isser is not to feel, is to have that discomfort level. But if it's Mafriya Ma'od, the poskim say, maybe you, maybe others, then you can wash that away. It's obviously begeder lichluch. And when it reaches that level, then it's begeder lichluch, so you can wash it away. If your whole body feels meluchluch, so they talk about an istinus, and you, again, you have to judge if it's just the discomfort, which Chazal wanted to create. Maybe you could imagine, when they didn't have water during the siege on Yerushalayim. They didn't have water then either. And if they had a little water to drink, so they felt themselves very lucky. They certainly didn't have water to wash with, and they were probably very uncomfortable. It was the summer. It was the Chodesh of Tammuz and Av, and then for years there was a siege on Yerushalayim. So they were probably pretty uncomfortable then also, not having water. But again, once you reach a certain point, it's together lichluch, and you can wash it off. The place can talk about not using soap. There's no iser soap per se. Again, soap is refreshing, soap is gishmak. It gives you a certain refreshing feeling. So that's what's also, that's why it's the iser. So in other words, even if you could wash off the lichluch, but if you can do it without soap, the post can talk about doing it without soap, because soap creates a certain level of comfort. And if you're just washing off lichluch, you're not really supposed to create a comfort level, you're just supposed to get rid of the lichluch. So if you could do it without soap, you do it without soap. If you can't do it without soap, then you, because it won't come off, so then you could use soap, because then the soap's getting off the lichluch. Now everybody's waiting for tomorrow, which is called Erev Shabbos. So the only heter that it says explicitly on Erev Shabbos is to wash ponov yodov raglov and rosho, it's added, b'chamin, not b'tzonein. That's that. There's no heter of explicit. There's no explicit heter of kol gufo, even b'tzonein on Erev Shabbos, even if you do it every week. The heter is to use chamin for ponov yodav raglov, and it talks about rosho as well. The minig sort of became to be matir from when Rav Moshe says it, or Shimon Ida brings it down, that nowadays when people are so used to bathing and showering, so the heter of Erev Shabbos probably, at least nohagu lahokel, one could say, nohagu lahokel, that to even wash kol gufo, b'tzonein, and maybe even b'chamin on Erev Shabbos. The best, if you're going to be mekel b'tzonein, to kol gufo, then maybe it's best to only use enough hot water to take out the chill, not to make it mamish comfortable, maybe if you're doing kol gufo. If you're doing just Ponov Yodov Raglov and Rosho, then it says there's a heter even Bechamin, so that you can take advantage of that heter. It says that heter explicitly. Gufo is already a kula that's not stated explicitly. The later poskim amater it, but you know, this is tonein, and then there's chamin that make you, that refresh you. So I think that should be avoided, and at least if you're going to do kol gufo, use only enough hot water to take out the chill. Okay.